The lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chua. The Zambia Police Service has confirmed a fatal road traffic accident along the greatest road in Lusaka that claimed one life and left 12 others seriously injured. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi told Kombon Radio News that the accident happened around 15:30 hours near Showgrounds bus stop. Mr. Chilabi explained that the crash involved a Toyota Hiace minibus, registration number AIE6663, driven by 45-year-old Kakoma Oscar of Chawama compound. The vehicle was carrying 13 passengers en route to the Lusaka Central Business District. He added that 12 passengers sustained serious injuries and were rushed to Levi Mwanawasa University Hospital, where they're currently receiving treatment.
The accident involved a Toyota Hiace minibus, registration number AIE6663, driven by Oscar Kakoma, age 45, of Chawama compound. The vehicle was carrying 13 passengers and was en route to the Lusaka Central Business District at the time of the accident. The driver sustained minor injuries. The deceased has been identified as Daniel Mwanza, age 47, of John Lane Compound, Lusaka. He sustained severe injuries and was pronounced dead upon arrival at the Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital. The 12 injured passengers were rushed to Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital, where they are currently receiving medical treatment.
A sober mood has gripped Kapirimpochi today as the community lays to rest a Chopiza employee who was brutally murdered. The incident has sparked calls for heightened security in the town. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, concerned resident Raphael Mukatuka appealed to police to intensify patrols, warning that without a stronger action, as such, criminal acts may continue. He further urged residents to avoid moving at night and called for additional police reinforcement to curb the growing attacks on members of the public.
Sakamana kwandi na konseni ya ndia kutira ifile chika mkapirifia chilamu istuma chavantu vale vachitama ataki ino mbali mekwali umulumendo vachita ataki uwa kundeke bamule pulo umutwe futi ageni kuri ilaine nchende vaipe ileko umulumendo wesu yumi ya shtureshika lero kule vachila kwa ataki avantu bakumano 5 ii area ya kuya kwa timule ya kundeko kukonsoku audionsenga ya kwa na 20 hours nishabani problem. So tulelo mbakuli wa polisi kwe bati wa polisi batu wafurisheko wa polisi atisi kuwe kwa babike kwa shishita elo shishita baibi kefe kwa mba 20-30 nishiamba because monumendo usure bai pekulia batu watuma ni time wa mwipa irepo ya li tu 21 hours every time weo wa mwipa irepo.
A resident of Kantanji in Mufrila district has raised concern over the indiscriminate disposal of garbage in the area. Chanda Chanda told Common Radio News that despite the Mufrila Municipal Council clearing waste, people quickly return to dumping garbage at the same spot. He described the situation as a growing health hazard, warning that it could lead to the spread of diseases and attract rats and other pests if not addressed. Mr. Chanda has since urged residents to take responsibility and stop dumping waste indiscriminately, stressing the importance of keeping the community clean. The medical for quality healthcare in Zambia has raised alarm over the rising misuse of fertility drugs without medical supervision. MQHZ Director General Dr. Queen Smwabu told Kombon Radio News that more women are using medications such as Clomid and Letrozole without a proper evaluation or monitoring, a practice that can lead to life-threatening complications. He warned that the misuse of these drugs may cause ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, which in severe cases can be fatal. Dr. Mwabu emphasized that fertility treatments must only be administered by licensed specialists in equipped facilities. He has since called for stronger regulation, public education, and strict adherence to safer clinical practices, urging women to seek care from qualified professionals.
And we have also observed that many women are obtaining this treatment from unregulated sources or using them without guidance from qualified healthcare professionals. This practice can lead to serious potential life-threatening complications and may also increase the risk of certain cancers. MQHZ strongly urges women to seek care only from licensed fertility specialists, reproductive endocrinologists, or trained gynecologists in clinics that are properly equipped for monitoring and testing. We understand that infertility is a deeply personal and very sensitive challenge.